Could we please take roll call?
Representative Burkhardt.
Here.
Representative Larson.
Here.
Representative Schwartz.
Here.
Representative Summers.
Here.
Representative Walters.
Here.
Representative Wilson.
Here.
Senator Dockstader.
He's here.
Senator Driscoll.
Here.
Senator Hastert.
Here.
Senator Landon.
Here.
Co-Chairman Burns.
Here.
Chairman Nicholas.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, you have...
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. Long day yesterday, going to be a long day today, and it'll probably be a long day tomorrow, but we did a lot of good work. I've had a request to reopen health, my response was I'm willing to do that. I had the conversation with the co-chairman, but we're going to do that over the lunch hour because I want to keep moving. I want to make sure that when we do it, that we've got the right information in front of us, and we'll revisit a couple of those issues that there was some confusion on what was going on and the total numbers and the total dollars. So we'll get back to that. And which, by the way, would allow anyone that may be a little bit trepidatious about it to get their thoughts together as well. So we'll do that. When we come back, I think we come back at 12:30 because the House side has to do one bill and about three or four re-referrals just to keep the pipeline going. And with that, Mr. Chairman, is there anything we need to do in a practical matter before we get up and running? Typically at this point in time, we like to get updates on what we did yesterday and where we're at in terms of our function, which is to cut budgets and to balance the budget. And so I think, Don, you have some figures of what we accomplished or did not accomplish yesterday.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I have several numbers here for you. The base without any conditions, meaning links to other bills, a DOT fee increase bill and a game and fish fee flexibility bill. These numbers will be precise because we will work with the budget office to work on the benefits package for those vacancies. Some of them may have been budgeted for a single plan, some of them for a family plan, and that actually makes a fair bit of difference over the biennium. However, we're at an additional $1,085,000 in spending, net-net of all yesterday's actions. That would work out to be about $2 million in 1920 would carry over and biennialize. If both of the YDOT and Game and Fish bills pass and those appropriations are zeroed out, yesterday's action reduced total budgets by $13.4 million, and that will biennialize in 19 and 20 to a much, much larger number, $64.5 million. Again, that number is assuming the Game and Fish YDOT action. Mr. Chairman, Representative Schwartz, $13 million.
And so the ballooning in, I don't know if that's ballooning, but the compounding for 19 and 20, that's 40 for YDOT, right? Where do we have the YDOT impact for this year? Do we have any?
Mr. Chairman.
That's a zero.
Well, we interpreted that they would lose their general fund if that fee bill passed, in which case there would be approximately $9 million left.
In other words, they'll be able to implement it by July 1st and make up, and we can capture that roughly 5.2 or 6 by the end of this biennium.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman, and if you that it doesn't have to be that way. If you want to delay until 19 and 20.
If we want to do it, yeah. Okay. Any questions on those numbers? All right, and then Don, just if you could give us an update on where our draft bills are at in terms of ready for our review, still in LSO, give us an update on that.
Mr. Chairman, I believe there are A couple of the bills that are immediately ready to go, they're the easy ones you could do today, the energy science stipends and fellowships extension. We could also discuss capital construction today, although those are in concept. For instance, the request for two new community colleges, an amendment to a prior community colleges, whether the committee wanted to entertain an approach for health facilities, for example. And with respect to the there are really four bills that affect fees, game and fish, livestock, and two on motor vehicles. One is driver's licenses. One is motor vehicle registration, and they believe they need to be separated. The game and fish one is completed but undergoing change per additional direction. Livestock inspectors and investigators is also completed, but I think the same changes are going to be made to that as the game and fish bill.
I hope so. That's one of the reasons I brought that issue up.
And the same with the motor vehicle and driver's licenses. Nonetheless, I believe that LSO staff is interested in speaking with the chairs to clarify some of those directions.
Okay. And that will – when do they want to do that? Like between – just let us know, I guess, is the real question. Further questions? All right, so.
One question for staff, please. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Don, do you know where the bill I was having drafted on YDOT is? I thought it was pretty close to being a final draft. I was just curious.
Oh, Mr. Chairman, yes, it took me a little while to recall what the intent was there. As I recall, that was a resurrect from a prior year, version. I don't know, but I can inquire about that. I believe Dan Pauley was working on that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so we are now at the Department of Family Services. Is that right? I need my mouse. We haven't been really talking about who went the on the House side has DFS.
Okay. Mr. Chair, you give the assignment to find out from DFS on the crisis bids.
Yes. Why don't you go ahead while we're kind of setting this thing up?
So, Mr. Chairman, you had asked me to get an understanding of what DFS thought about the discussion about doing a rate change on reimbursement to crisis center beds and maybe having that broken out at a different price for beds that were occupied and beds that weren't occupied. We met this morning, Representative Schwartz and I met this morning with DFS, and in conclusion, it's really problematic for him because we pay for those the occupied bed space for those crisis centers from TANF monies, federal funds. Those funds come to DFS in a block grant. It's a specified amount. They have all of those funds allocated now. And so if we increased the bed rate for occupied beds, it would go over what they could get for the TANF funds. And he says, on the flip side, if you reduce the bed reimbursement for those beds that are not used, he says that's very misleading because he says there are a lot of times during the course of a day when they have individuals in the crisis center that don't stay overnight, but they require somebody to be there. Might be somebody that was in an altercation or is having trouble at home, and they bring them there and they work with the kid, might be through the day and partway in the night, then release him, and that doesn't count as an occupied space for the bed, and so they wouldn't get reimbursement for that current rate, which is at $114. He recommended that we just allow the agency to stay at their current funding at $114 a day for for those, for the total number of beds that each of those facilities have.
Any questions? If not, thank you. I appreciate that, Representative Larson. It doesn't necessarily help our cause, but so let's, Don, where, why don't you take us into the Department of Family Services budget?
Mr. Chairman, the first unit appears on page 10, unit 5801, the Boys School in Worland.
Then we have a Gov's Rec and a second. Discussion. Do I have a motion? Oh, yeah. And second. I said that wrong. I'm sorry.
Question.
Question being called. Seeing no further discussion, question being called. All those in favor of Gov's Rec, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Gov's Rec is recommended. Next division.
Mr. Chairman, page 17, unit 5802, Girls' School.
Gov's Rec and a second being called. No, seeing no questions. Question being called. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Gov's Rec passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 23, unit 5901, Director's Unit.
Gov's Rec and seconded and been questioned being called. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Major passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 29, unit 5902, Protective Services.
Unit 5902. Do I have a motion? Gov's Rec being mauled. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second being called. Discussion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 32, unit 5903, community crisis beds.
We're on 5903, there being a Gov's Rec and a second motion. Any further discussion? None being solved. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, page 38, unit 5904, juvenile justice.
Gov's Rec and second being made. Seeing no further discussion, question being called. All those in favor, please say aye. Those opposed? Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 41, unit 5909, substance abuse prevention and treatment.
Gov's Rec being called. We have a second.
Second.
Any discussion? Question seeing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Seeing none. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 45, unit 5911, child support enforcement.
Child support enforcement. Gov's Rec being called. Do I have a second?
Second. Question.
Seeing no discussion, question
Wait
being
a minute.
Called.
I have a question. Don, do we know how we're spending $22 million on this child support enforcement? How much money is recovered? Does anybody have that? Anybody ever report that stat?
Mr. Chairman, I believe you're referring to the private child support that is being recovered for children in the state's custody?
Well, this is child support enforcement is what I'm talking about. That's 15-5, rather. No, 22. Do anybody have a report? Does anybody have an accumulation of how much money is actually on an annual basis is recovered?
Mr. Chairman, I do not.
Your mic's off.
Yeah, Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On page 42, about an inch and a half from the bottom, it says the amount of child support collected has reached over $74 million in fiscal year 14.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Question, any further discussion? Seeing none and question being called, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Seeing none, motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration is page 49, unit 5912, child care.
GovsRec and a second being called on child care. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration is on page 53, 5914, family assistance.
There being, we're on now family assistance. GovsRec being called, being seconded. No, seeing no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion passed.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 60, unit 5915, local services.
Local services. GovsRec being called, being seconded. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries. So, any further discussion or any issues with regards to positions?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. So, Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we cut position 2002, which is 621 on your page, and position 305, which is position 627 on your handout.
Tell us a little bit about.
Mr. Chairman, 3045 is an accounting technician, been vacant 5 months. Budget amount is $34,000 out of general fund. And the 2002 is a business office supervisor, 16 months, and $67,000 in 100% general fund.
There's been a motion to cut two positions. We have a second?
I was wondering about number 617, position 1375, social service program supervisor. It's been vacant for 13 months. It's 85% general funded.
Is that an amendment? We consider that a friendly amendment? Okay, that's been added as a friendly amendment. It goes with the second.
617.
It's 617, 13.
Thank you. Further discussion?
Question.
Seeing none. Question being called. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those
aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. With that, we have...
Mr. Chairman, there's one additional unit on page 62 that was not voted on, unit 5916.
Whose fault is that?
Probably mine. Let's just say mine.
Okay. Going to unit 62. Family assistance. Do we have a motion?
GovsRec
being made. We have a second. Second being made. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. There's been a motion to close.
Wait a minute, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chair.
Back on that unit. We're talking about the tribes. This is pass-through money, correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
And is this general funds or federal funds? This is,
Mr. Chairman, it's primarily general funds.
It's general fund. Do we have any sort of accounting for how that money is spent, or does DFS get back in accounting? Do we have any idea how it's split between the tribes?
Mr. Chairman, I believe the agency does attempt to follow up and provide support services to the tribes and receive reports back as to how the funds are being spent.
Representative Larson.
Mr. Chairman and Mr. Co-Chairman, DFS has a contractual agreement with each tribe individually, but those tribes are required to provide the same type of DFS services for their respective tribes as the DFS offers off the reservation, and that's in their contractual agreement. So they have ongoing supervision, or the state agency has ongoing supervision of those tribal DFS agencies to make sure that they're complying with all of the regulations that the rest of the state's various DFS offices comply with.
And, Mr. Representative Larson, I recall that I've heard some recent discussions over the last year or two how they've been courting and actually effectuating and working with the tribes to actually make that program run the way it's supposed to run, and it's they're making a lot of progress on it.
That is correct, Mr. Chairman. Much better.
Well, Mr. Chairman, looking on page 61, it looks like starting this biennium, 17-18, they started getting some federal funds, $327,000.
On 4E funds.
For the same purpose?
So, Mr. Chairman, there's a federal 4E program that the Department of Family Services actually coordinates in its or uses in its funding process to get federal funds back for families and children who I want to say kind of like a Medicaid type requirement, but it requires some record keeping and things that the tribes weren't doing. The tribes realized that this funding stream was available by DFS and have started working to comply with all of that to capture those 4E funds, and the State Department of Family Services plan is to be able to, as those 4E funds become available through the tribes, to reduce the state general funds accordingly, and think that they should, that should be a significant reduction in general funds over the next couple of years.
Well, Mr. Chairman, is there any reason why it shouldn't be a reduction now? They got an additional $327,000. Why wouldn't we reduce the general fund amount by that same amount right now?
I think, Mr. Chairman, when we listened to that discussion in the Joint Tribal Relations, is that they were trying to get the program initially set up, and most of that 4E funding is being recuperated right now through the Northern Arapaho Department of Family Services, trying to get everything accommodated to move forward. They didn't give us, I can't answer your question, I guess, but I just know that they felt that that was the direction that they were headed.
Mr. Chairman?
Will you have a motion?
Yes. I move we reduce this amount by $327,426.
Second.
There's been a motion and a second to reduce the general fund dollars by $327,000. Do we have discussion?
Mr. Chairman, those aren't 4E funds. Those are TANF funds. And TANF, and I apologize for not looking at that. I thought we was looking at those are TANF funds, and that is for your to reimburse for foster care things, and the again on the those beds that we just talking about. Crisis beds, it's a different funding stream.
And are those new dollars, or do they have those in the past?
No, those are not new dollars.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Duxton.
Would it be appropriate to have a little follow-up from Don?
Absolutely.
Mr. Chairman, if they're not new funds, then why is it say here in 13-14 they had zero, 15-16 zero, then all of a sudden 17-18, 327,000?
I can get that information. I
do. Mr. Chairman, I would still move the motion, and if there's a good explanation, then in round robin we can put it back in.
Okay, there's been moved and seconded to reduce it by 327,000. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Then going to unit 5916 as amended. We have a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I apologize for my lateness on this, but I believe what took place in there that the $327,000 that you just moved on was actually a function of the reorganization that took place with their budget last year. So they moved some money around. So it's not necessarily all of a sudden that they had additional money for the Department of Family Services. And I believe that most what they're trying to do is they're trying to work with TANF to get a better process in place for the tribes. So I think that the reorganization is the explanation to this of the budget last year.
Do we have a motion to respond?
To put it back in?
To put it back in?
Okay.
Second.
So moved.
Second.
There's been a motion to put it back in. It's been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
No. So now we don't. Now is there a motion to close the unit?
Yeah.
Move to close.
It's been moved and seconded to close. I think it's been seconded.
Huh?
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Well, I said if I heard
you. Now we're at the agency. We have a motion.
Representative
Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If we could go back to the child care section, unit 5912 on page 46.
Page 46.
Please 46 and 47, excuse me. Not just like a brief discussion. I had in my notes that we could cut this program by half or possibly reduce their fees as a way of saving some money. I was just wondering if anyone else on the committee had those same notes as this was a good place for savings.
Do we have a second on the motion?
Second.
Now we're open for discussion. Anyone else have their notes?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the motion.
Well, the motion, actually, it's for discussion purposes only. Does anyone have in their notes on page 47 on further reductions to that particular unit? Well, there's $12.4 million in general funds. My notes say that if we implement the proposed 2% fee reduction, it's equivalent to $2 million of biennium in just cost savings, which is matches kind of what the spreadsheet says on page 48. But that's all I have. Let me check my other. Anyone else have any information on this? Any thoughts? Do we have a motion from the floor?
Mr. Chairman, can we have the motion repeated?
There is no motion.
There is no motion at this point. That's what I'm asking for. Going once, going twice.
I'll make a motion to cut the general funds in half in this section.
Wait, you're going to cut it by $6 million?
Yep.
Okay. Then moved and seconded to cut $6 million from the general fund from unit division 5900, unit 5912. Discussion. So we probably need a little update on what this unit is for, where the funds go. Could you, someone do that? Looks like total funding is 27. How much of that is matching? Who the beneficiary is, real quick.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to have to get more of an explanation before I'm going to vote for this, just because I don't want to blindly cut funding.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I make no claims to supreme knowledge, but while other people are looking, if we look on page 47, the current reduction of $1.8 million says that they will lower subsidies to child care providers. Impacts to providers will be approximately a 20% reduction, affects providers as little as $20 a year, and families about $70 per child per year if they want to be rebuilt, which I don't quite understand the math on that thinking. But let's just kind of go with an average and say that if we take out, you know, if we were to double that, to take out an additional $1.8 million, then I guess we would affect providers by $40 a year and families by $140 per child per year, which if you had, you know, three children. So, I mean, that, I think, gives us a sense of the impact on the families.
Representative Wilson, I appreciate that. And if you look at it, we've got 15.2 in federal funds, and it looked like there's discretionary and mandatory child care and matching dollars down there. I'm looking at the bottom of page 48, so my guess is that that's probably 50-50 match if you're just doing a quick math in my head. So we may be representing Walters. I think we need to know whether or not those are 50-50 match dollars before we – I think we the body would want to know that before we make a motion on the move forward with that. Mr. Chair.
Also, it wasn't too long ago, within the last few years, at least up in my part of the country, there was we had quite a little crisis in terms of finding health child care facilities. And there were a lot of young, single, working mothers who we really didn't have any place to put them. And I think that extended at least through the eastern part of the state. I'm not aware of what was going on in the western part of the state. And it's only been in the last couple of years that that situation's kind of stabilized.
So, sensing we're at Mr. the point Chairman, where we need to make a motion?
Mr. Chairman, if I could have a moment, please. Just for information, based on what we were given last session from Family Services, the money, the federal and the state money, of which there's quite a bit, support towards child care licensing, early childhood quality programs, infant and toddler training for licensed child care facilities. Approximately 70% of the total funds are used for a subsidy, and it's state dollars of matching funds that are used to match the subsidy that families with low income receive to pay for child care. Dollars are only used if the subsidy is approved through the federal program. And that was the information. I have a lot of statistical information that the departments gave us during last session. So there is some matching in this. The information I have doesn't indicate how much. It just says state matching if the program is approved. And I think that was part of that quality counts program that Workforce Services has.
Great. And so I'm sensing some trepidation on this motion, Representative Walters. I think if maybe if you reduce that down to about $1 million, you might get some traction on it.
Then I'll amend it to $1
million. We have a second on that.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been amended to reduce the $12 million by an additional $1 million. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Show of hands, please. All those in favor say aye. That motion carries. Do we have a motion to close Unit 5912?
Move to close.
As amended. Been moved.
Second.
Seconded. We close Unit 5912. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Unit is closed. Going back to the move to close the DFS Agency 49. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Agency 59 is closed. And that completes the first book.
Second book.
Don.
Mr. Chairman, second book. So we're two of the three
that's
down.
Right. Yeah. How about that? So we're next agency, Don.
Mr. Chairman, the next agency is the Livestock Board, Agency 51. The first unit appears on page 9, Unit 0101, Administration.
Don, before we go on to that, can you just give us a refresh our memories because we got lots of things rolling around. What's the proposed legislative action in this? And if you would, please.
Mr. Chairman, there are two concepts in the proposed legislation. The first concept would increase the ability of the Livestock Board to raise fees, I believe, to 50% from 20% in any fiscal year. And in doing so, the complementary budget action would be to reduce the general fund contribution in the brand inspection unit or division 700. They currently are receiving about $2.6 million of general fund. The second component of the bill for consideration applies to Division 200, Law Enforcement. The proposal there would be to remove some or all of the livestock law enforcement agents to the Department of Criminal Investigation under the Attorney General's office and remove the general funds from any eliminated positions and transfer general funds to any positions that transferred to the DCI.
Okay, and will you remind us if we walk through these as we get to those particular agencies and to adopt in what we need to do? With that, Agency 59, what's the first division?
Mr. Chairman, Unit 0101, page 9 and 10, administration.
GovDirect being called for Unit 101, being seconded, seeing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit is 0103, page 12, information technology.
Second.
Gov's rec being made for Unit 103. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 16, Animal Health, Unit 0201.
Gov's rec being called for Unit 201, being seconded. I'll see no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 19, Unit 205, Law Enforcement. This is the unit that could be impacted by a transfer of some or all of the FTE to DCI, should the committee desire to do so. There are currently five FTE. My notes indicate that one of those FTE is the manager or supervisor, and one of those FTE, I believe it is the AWAC FTE, is currently vacant.
We have a motion from the floor.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Coach.
And I'm asking Don, to do what we're talking about doing, we would just zero this out and then add the equivalent to one in DCI when we get there.
Mr. Chairman, that is correct. There will need to be a statutory change in order to accomplish that.
We have to have a bill?
You have to have a bill, correct.
So, Mr. Chair, that would require subject to, once again, or a contingent language in it so that in the effect that otherwise it turns into a but-for and we pull out the funding for
a
1 year for the rest of the biennium. Which is we're trying to avoid if possible in terms
data
of.
But four.
So with
but five bucks.
With that, do we have
so Mr. Chairman, do we make the cut in the budget and then turn around and follow up with the bill? How do we do this?
You make the two contingent on each other. In the bill, you have it contingent upon passage of the budget, and in the budget, you have it contingent on passage of the bill. I think that's the proper protocol to do it, to get it going both ways. Or, in the budget, you could have it, you could just strike the money for it for the rest of the biennium, and whether the bill passes or not, you were defunding the positions.
Mr. Chairman, that was going to be my question, is it's a setup on how we do it for explanation. If we do it the other way, what you've created is a huge push on a bill, and if we just eliminate the funding and then make it clear if the bill fails that we're going to have to figure out what they're going to have to reshuffle. It's a different area.
So then the question on the bringer of the motion is, do you want this to be effective July 1st or otherwise on the budget bill it goes into effect immediately? So do you want to get those folks budget, you know, do you want to cut them off the knees or do you want to cut them off the ankles?
Mr. Chairman, can we do different effective dates within the budget without a problem?
Mr. Chairman, you can.
Because it wouldn't give you immediate savings, but if you move the effective date actually out past July, it'd give them time to repurpose those people. And if a bill didn't pass, it'd give you a plan B going into session next year.
Yeah.
And if we left an effective date of, say,
September 1st?
There.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, for discussion, yeah, what are you looking for a date to work with?
I was possibly looking at going clear into something like February of next year even. About this time, she'd be back in session again.
There's no reason to do that.
Okay.
Well,
I'm open to whatever suggestions there is, but I think that's the correct
way
to look
at it. Give them a summer season.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Senator Landon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just for clarification, I think what we talked about in that bill was moving everyone off the general fund and putting one position over in DCI. Is that correct? And your thought is that maybe we mirror that suggestion in the budget bill same way. based on the senator's thoughts, maybe put a date on that.
Correct.
So that's
on
the kind of motion that you're looking
transfer.
For. Okay.
Excuse me. Just take a day.
September, a working day.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I'm a little confused, and seeing as this is my unit on the floor, I guess I better not be confused. I thought we were going to move the supervisory position to DCI. One position is vacant, and then there are three others. Now, I heard something about taking them off general fund, but I thought we were just going to delete those three positions.
That's what
right?
we're doing.
So we're just
picking a date now of when
right.
that will
– those will be eliminated.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's three live bodies.
Mr. Chairman, it's four. We're deleting.
Four. That's, I think you're right. No, the one's vacant, right? There's four deputies and one supervisor. Is that right? Don?
That's what we understand.
Okay. So three individuals will be affected by it, and the question is, what date will that happen? Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion then that we withdraw the funding for those four positions, move the funding for the one position over to DCI, effective September. Is that what we're looking for, Mr. Chairman?
September 30 or September 1?
Mr. Chairman, September 30, full summer season.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Been moving the second. On all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that is not contingent. That's a direct into the budget bill. Further discussion, I think, anything else we need to do on this particular unit to make sure that this is clean? Don?
Mr. Chairman, just to clarify, I think we understand this. This unit would be zeroed out. Sufficient funds for one position will be added over to the Attorney General's office under DCI. A proportionate share of 200 series so that individual can conduct their support services activities. And it'll be effective on September 30th.
Correct.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Lynn.
I appreciate Don helping us with that, and that was going to be my line of questioning coming up. We just removed positions out of this budget. What about that 200 series that's remaining? What about the budget that's remaining? Is this the time to have a conversation about that, or do we leave it for now and come back next year? I don't know.
I would say that all of it except that one position is gone. So,
Mr. Chairman, is that understood in the motion?
So. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, just to clarify, two options. Let's just say $180,000 of support services. All of that is removed, or one-fifth of it transfers to?
One-fifth transfers with the it was the way the motion was couched, I believe.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
Mr. Chairman, I'm just – if the effective date is not till September 30th, for instance, with permanently assigned vehicles, won't some of those costs be used up in the 3 months of the next fiscal year?
No, the transfer won't happen until 30th, and so that will effectuate it. Would that be correct, Don?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct, and we'll probably think about writing it, but we might say one-fifth of the remaining funds as of September 30th shall transfer, the rest shall revert, or you know.
Thank you.
Further questions? Seeing none, do we have a motion to close the unit, 0101?
So move.
Second.
Been moved to close. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Next unit is unit 021, I believe. Is that page 15?
The next one is page 23.
23.
0302, second.
03.
Mr. Chairman?
No, don't we have to do animal health first? Or that we just did that. Okay, I'm sorry. So page 23, do we have a motion? Cubs rec.
Mr. Chairman? I'm just curious as to why this is a separate unit. It seems kind of a silly reason to have the entire unit. I take it's to reimburse the state veterinarian or whoever it is?
Mr. Chairman, I think it was set up originally when we had the Bruce Willis outbreak, and we need to really focus on that. I think that's where the history is on that.
Mr. Chairman, if you go to page 21, it kind of gives the narrative. And it is to continue to maintain a brucellosis prevention and surveillance program. We still are constantly working with brucellosis outbreaks. They're not as high profile as they were, but we continue to have some of those issues pop up we have state vets that travel around and help do bleeds and one thing or another. So it's
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm not questioning the seriousness of brucellosis or even the money. It's the way we have this organized. Why don't we just take this, get rid of this unit, and move the money into the state veterinarian's budget?
Mr. Chairman, or move it in to the brucellosis testing down below and broaden their scope a little. Brucellosis testing, our next unit's got 83,000.
So, the question is, in terms of, it makes sense to do, but that's something that we do here at this point in time?
Mr. Chairman, the agency has elected to separate this division into five units. They may or may not make sense externally. One of them is for labs. One of them is for travel. One of them is for testing. One of them is a field office. And the last is to accept USDA federal funds. You could direct otherwise, but generally speaking, agencies are given the latitude to create units based upon their accounting practices.
Mr. Chairman, what about just eliminating that 8,500? I think they probably could pick it up through somewhere else. I'm wondering if that's – I would step back to Representative Summers. He lives up there where it happens at, so.
We have a motion. Well, if we don't have a motion, let's not dilly-dally over $8,500. And really, I don't think it's our priority at this point to tell them how they divide up the units. So. Further questions on the unit?
Question.
All those in favor of Gov's Rec on unit 0302, please say aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion carries. Next page, Don.
Mr. Chairman, page 25 is the next unit, 303, brucellosis testing.
Hearing Gov's Rec on 303.
Question.
Question being called. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 28, 601, Estrays.
Gov's Rec on 601. Seeing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration appears on pages 36 and 37, unit 0701, brand inspection. This is the unit where the brand inspectors appear.
Do we have a motion from the floor? Don, I think it would assist if you couch for us in the language that we've proposed to you. It might be the easiest way, and then someone can pick it up and run it as a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the concept that was provided for the bill would be to allow the board to raise its fees up to 50%, I believe, in any one fiscal year, whereas they are currently limited to increasing it at 20%. Moving them entirely off of general funds would be a reduction of $2.635 million. In reality, you could really only do half of that because half of that is already spent this fiscal year. So you could reduce it by $1.3 million if you wanted to reduce the general funds for the second half of this biennium.
So, Mr. Don, and just for clarification, because Albert, you've been doing a little work on this, to raise it 50%, they have the ability now to raise it 20 annually, do they not? 20%, and they could do 20% the next year?
Mr. Chairman, they do. But, Mr. Chairman, we kind of also just contemplated moving half of that money to their funds, and then we could just go to allow a 25%.
That's what I was. So why don't you explain that to the council? Because I think we don't need to go 50%. We only need to go to 25.
Yes. So, Mr. Chairman, kind of what we had discussed was that we would move half of brand inspection to the livestock board fee process, and then the bill that would correspond if we just moved the 20 to 25%. That should they came to us and said it'd take a 50% to move the whole deal. So I'm going to assume it would take 25 to move half. They have authority for 20. So if we just simply bump that 20 to 25, then I think it should be good.
And so my question, Representative Sonners, is if they did 20 this year and then they did 20 or 5 next year, we don't have to change the bill at all.
Mr. Chairman, it depends on when you have the effective date, I guess, because you can't not fund the brand inspectors. So I don't know the answer to that, how we construct it so we don't end up laying people off till they can get the money done.
We're only talking about 5% increase in terms of timing. They could have a brand inspection meeting in March and raise the fees for July and have it effective immediately. Or they could have a meeting in March and raise it effective immediately, and we don't have to change the statute at all. All they need to know is that we've defunded it, and if they don't raise it, they don't have the money. I think that might, that's what I'm trying to figure out, if that's accurate or not.
Mr. Chairman, so what you're saying is that we really don't even need a bill because they already have the statutory language to go 20% a fiscal year. And if we did 20% in this current fiscal year and 20% on July 1, that's a 40%.
That's right.
Gets them close to where they need to be, is what you're explaining.
That's my question, and I think we'd like to know if that's accurate. Is that something that we can give as a project to someone that can do it?
Mr. Chairman, I believe so. I'm not certain, but I think they've already increased or had their opportunity to act on their fees for this fiscal year. And I think they have to annually report to the Joint Agriculture and Public Lands Committee, which I believe they did. And their next opportunity would be next summer to increase that. So I think it's going to be very close is the way I would describe it. We'll have to look into it.
And so what before we take action on it, I would suggest that we do that. And if we're talking the difference between 20 and 25%, then we can only cut 20% if they implement it, and if they can implement it immediately, and then do the remainder the next biennium. So, and I think that would facilitate us if it's one less bill we have to bring to raise fees. It would be a nice thing if we could do that. So before we actually jump off this bridge, I suggest that we figure that out. Representative Somers, would you agree?
Mr. Chairman, I do agree. I worry about the effective date. So if in fact they can't raise fees now till after July 1st, then we're going to have to consider.
That's right. So we can have an effective date on when they can go to public hearing, raise the fees, or my guess is they don't even need to, but we need to find that out. And so we can make the effective date on September. We can make it in October, no different than we did on the for the brand inspectors.
Yeah.
Okay. Don?
Mr. Chairman, just one other, and we will do that research, but roughly a 25% or 50% of 1 year cut amounts to $658,000. If you wanted to, you know, back that off to $400,000, $500,000 to ensure there was sufficient room regardless of the date, that's another way of getting to a similar result.
Well, we could make that motion now until we hear back from you. You want to make a motion for $500,000 for this biennium, and then we can have more information. We have a motion from the floor.
So moved.
There's a motion from Representative Walters. Do we have a second? Second by Representative Somers. Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. So, Don, tell me what we're going to do again, so we're all on the same keel.
Mr. Chairman, with respect to this agency, the committee has reduced the general funds for the brand inspectors by $500,000. We will go do research to determine whether or not a 20% or less increase can be effectuated to raise at least $500,000 over the next 18 months.
Yeah.
Exactly. In addition, and I don't know if you want me to back up on the law enforcement and explain.
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. So is there a motion to close Unit 0701 as amended? It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Next page, Don. We're about there, aren't we? Do we have any positions?
Mr. Chairman, they're all probably brand inspection AWAC positions that are partially funded.
So. There's been a motion to close. We have a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded to close the Livestock Board. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the first unit on Workforce Services, Department 53, appears on page 17, Unit 0101, Administration Executive Staff.
Do we have a motion?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to go with GovDirect. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration appears on page 21, Unit 0125, ENT Program Assistance.
Okay, I'm finally caught up. There are GovDirect on Unit 0125. Being seconded, not seeing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 24, Unit 135, ENT Quality Child Care.
GovDirect being made on Unit 135. Seeing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 28, ENT Employment Services General Funds, Unit 0150.
A motion to adopt GovDirect on Unit 0150. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 34, Unit 0201, Vocational Rehabilitation.
Second.
GovDirect being made on Unit 0201, Vocational Rehabilitation. Second being made. Seeing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 39, Labor Standards, Unit 0401.
Second.
GovDirect being made on Unit 0401. Labor Standards being seconded. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion second. Carries. There's been a motion to close Workforce Services.
Second.
Having been seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries. Boom. That's what we like.
Next. Mr. Chairman, the next agency of your consideration is the Community College Commission. The first unit appears on page 9, Unit 0101, Administration.
GovDirect being made on agency. What was the? I'm going to pull
agency
up.
57. Agency. That's the Community 57. College Commission.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 14, Unit 0201, Colleges State Aid.
Second.
GovDirect being made. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 16, Unit 0202, College Health Insurance.
GovDirect being made on Unit 0202, College Health Insurance. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 18, Unit 0204, Library Funding.
Second.
GovDirect being made on the Library Funding, 0204. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration is page 23, unit 0901, adult education.
Second. Councilor Eck being made on unit 0901. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carried.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration is page 25, unit 0902, high school equivalency certification.
Governor's rec being made on unit 0902. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration, page 28, unit 1001, WIN nursing loan and grant program.
Gov's rec being made on division 1000, unit 1001. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration, page 31, unit 1501, veterans tuition waiver program.
Motion being made to approve Division 1500, Unit 1501. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion
Mr.
carried.
Chairman, just to bring a point of a conversation that was shared both in the military department and also in the community colleges department is that the current amount of money that they have for the veterans reimbursement is only for the fall semester that we just completed, the spring semester, and the summer semester. So there's not enough money to continue that program into the next remainder of the biennium.
Kevin, do we have some more background information on what is needed, on how many folks are in the program?
Mr. Chairman, basically the program as it was administered currently had a $1.2 million biennium budget, and that was reduced. They have $600,000, I believe, now available for that. So that only gets us, like I said, the fall, the spring, and the summer. As far as the statistics of how many people are involved in that, they have to reach out to either the community college commission or the military department.
So there's a bill that addressed this issue, but it's not on the CC community college. Is that a separate program, or is that the? Is this program? So then the question is, when would your bill be effective? And what, do we have a fiscal note on it yet?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We do have a fiscal note. I don't have it in front of me. It would be effective the standard date of July 1st as currently written.
So, Representative Walters, why don't you describe what your bill does? And so my guess is it may fix this problem, but what I'm curious about. So, and we can make a contingent appropriation if it doesn't.
My bill, thank you, Mr. Chairman. My bill is to put some tighter restrictions on it so that people – new enrollees in the program would have to be a Wyoming high school graduate or have a GED from Wyoming and have lived in the state of Wyoming at least a year if they are getting a GED. And it would be for undergraduate studies only, no postgraduate. It does not address funding for folks that are currently in the program. This would strictly be for new enrollees.
And, Kevin, do we know on those numbers, does that include the projection of new enrollees for next spring semester or fall semester or summer school?
Mr. Chairman, we worked on this diligently, and we believe that the $600,000 that we have in the budget now was good for a fall, spring, and summer. As the program is currently operated, I believe that that $600,000 would be fine for the remainder of the biennium. The bill, I haven't seen the final outcome of what the restrictions are, what that would mean, but I think the contingent idea would be applicable here.
Mr. Chairman. Senator Landon.
Mr. Chairman, a couple of thoughts. I wonder if the representative would be amenable to some amendments along the way, and that could take care of some of what Kevin's talking about. My concern is that we've made a commitment to all of these veterans who are in the program now.
I think his bill grandfathers everyone that's in now.
Right. So via the budget here, my concern is that we give enough of a budget consideration so that we can take care of those that we've already made that commitment to. I believe the representative's bill would then kick in July and tighten that program up for all incoming veterans. But my concern is those in the pipeline, and I think that's what the governor had indicated too.
And so just so we can, I think we can wrap this up. The suggestion is that we keep the governor's 63, hold it back, make it contingent upon on need and implementation. Actually, it's just contingent on need through the biennium. Would that be a fair statement, Kevin?
Mr. Chairman, if I'm understanding you correctly, that if you were to put an additional $600,000 in, I think that would be comfortable to the extent that those veterans that are in the program could be addressed. Now, the bill, how that will impact the future, I think, is more dynamic than it is for those veterans that are currently receiving these benefits.
And so to follow up on that, but the governor took out $631,000. So if we just place that back in and deny GovsRec, then that will accomplish what we're doing.
Mr. Chairman, I'm on the wrong page. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Chairman, that would be another avenue to that.
Do we have a motion?
I would so move.
Second.
Moved and seconded to deny GovsRec on tuition favors, Division 1500, Unit 1501. Do we have further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. We now have a motion for Division 1500, Unit 1501, as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration appears on page 36, Public Television, Unit 3001.
Public Television, Division 3000, Unit 3001. GovsRec being made. We have a second? That being made. Everyone have a chance to look at it? Any further discussion? Seeing one. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the last unit in this agency, page 38, Unit 3003, Wyoming Public Television Council.
Second.
Motion on Division 3000, Unit 3003, being made. Being seconded. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. There's been a motion to close. Community College Commission, Agency 5-7. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Next.
Mr. Chairman, the next agency for your consideration is Office of State Lands and Investments. The first unit appears on page 17, Unit 0101, Administration and Support.
1 second. Let me pull it up here. Page number again, Don?
17, Mr. Chairman.
Once I get it up and running, I can go fast. Okay, page 17, Unit Division 0100, Unit 0101. GovsRec being made. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration, page 27, Unit 0102, Trust Land Management.
Trust Land Management, Division 100, Unit 0102.
GovsRec
being made. May I have a second? All those in, seeing any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration appears on page 34, Government Grants and Loans, Unit 0104.
We have a motion.
GovsRec.
GovsRec being made on Unit 0104. Being seconded, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration appears on page 43, Unit 0105, Field Services.
GovsRec being made on Field Services, Unit 0105. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration, page 49, Unit 0131, Drinking Water Revolving Fund.
Motion being made on, as I was speaking, motion being made on Unit 0131. Any second? Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Here we go. Representative Somers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I just have a note in here just to take a look at this, and I know we've discussed it. Did we come, just asking the group, did we come up with anything on that? Or are we all good?
Mr. Chairman. That was kind of off my line of deal, whether this ought to go into the water accounts, and they pretty emphatically said no. I still think it requires looking at, but probably more interim with a little more follow-up than we've got.
So it looks like total funding in this is what is being reduced by $10 million in the Gov's rec. So let's take a haircut now. Representative Larson, let me see what my notes are.
Mr. Chairman, I have my memory that we reduced that amount because that fund was reaching its capacity.
Right, that's right.
And so this would reduce that funding for 1 year and help us stay in compliance because we weren't spending it as fast as we needed to. I think
the question that had come up as a result of that discussion is, with the funds that are in the current balance, could we pull any more general fund dollars out of there? Or does that upset the apple cart with the matching funds?
Mr. Chairman, we did have communication with the Office of State Lands and Investments, and the first year is already committed. So it does not appear that there's any additional cuts that could occur this biennium from this unit.
Follow up, Mr. Chair. So could we reduce that second half for the next year? That would just mean for the second half, that just means that we've done the same thing for next year as we've done for this year, if I have it correct in my mind. And if so, did you get the impression that that would impact still how we would use that fund moving?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Larson, in FY17, the current year, it is fully funded with roughly $1 million match general funds and $1 million match water funds. That has already occurred. Mm-hmm. In FY18, all of that money is not being expended through the governor's recommendation, so there's nothing else to cut.
Okay. Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, then on unit 0131, we have got a motion on Gov's Rec. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration appears on page 56, unit 0201, Forestry Division.
Gov's Rec being made on Forestry Division, unit 0201. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration, page 62, unit 0401, Fire.
Motion being made on Gov's Rec, Unit Fire, Unit 0401. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Do we have a motion? There's been a move to close. State Lands and Investments. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could just ask a question for purposes of future floor discussion while we're on this. If that constitutional amendment or whatever were to pass as far as the federal lands transferred to the state, and I'm not saying anything about the pluses or minuses of that bill, I'm just speaking for floor discussion, would we suppose that this agency, State Lands and Investments, might be the agency tasked with supervising that, and so thus that their 99 FTEs might double and their budget double? I mean, I'm just asking while we're here for purposes of future conversation.
I would say it would probably go up about 10 times, at least, exponentially.
Well, I mean, would as far as federal lands manageable in proportion to current state lands that these folks manage, are we about 3-1, 4-1, 1-2-1? Do we know?
No idea.
Mr. Chairman, yeah, it's more like 10-1 almost. And it'd go wild because the way the proposal's gone, they'd take on the ones I've seen, they'd take the federal employees. I'm sure you'd have a new agency because these are state trust lands, and the new lands that are required, the way I've understood it, would be a whole different class of public grounds. They wouldn't even be managed under the same mandates probably under the stuff I've seen out there.
Okay. Mr. Thank Chairman. You. I just figured I'd gather information while I was here.
Mr. Chairman.
Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just also, I think if you look at the field offices for the BLM, they have almost 100 people in each of those field offices. So, yeah, the number of people would, yeah, who knows, probably even more than 10 times.
All right, we're on to the Wyoming Tourism Board. Is that right?
No, Mr. Chairman. The Governor's Residence Agency is 63.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where'd you go?
Mr. Chairman.
Governor's Residence.
Can we evict the governor and save a lot of...
Well, yeah, but you can't evict the governor's wife. We have got a motion. Is there any... So we're all good on 63? No changes?
Page 7, Unit 0101, Resident Operation.
Unit 101, Gov's Rep being made. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
Move to close.
Then move to close. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Now.
Mr. Chairman, you're correct. The next agency is Wyoming Tourism Board. The first unit appears on page 11, unit 0101, the Wyoming Tourism Board.
Gov's Rec being made on unit 0101. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
Move to close.
Motion to close being made. We've got... Representative Somers.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we eliminate position 0809, which is 690 on your handout, and 0873, which is 694 on your handout. 694 is a vacant travel and tourism special classified 2 months, 100% general fund. 0809 is a special classified 18 months vacant, 100% general fund.
We have a second. Been moved and second. Discussion.
My first one was 0809.
Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Going to the agency, so that's all 0101 as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. A motion to close. Do I have a second? Being moved and second to close Agents Wyoming Tourism Board. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Next agency, Don.
Mr. Chairman, the next agency is the University of Wyoming, Agency 67. The first unit appears on page 15, State Aid Base Funding, Unit 6701.
Page 15?
Page 15.
Motion being made. Do we have a second? And we have some discussion on base funding unit 6701.
Mr. Chairman, my apologies. I'm just trying to catch up. So are we on 67, University of Wyoming?
Correct.
Page 15. Okay, and there is – so how do we do this? We do this first and then because the supplemental request is a governor's letter, we just – do not do that. I just want a procedural thing to understand it, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Somers, that's a great question because this $475,000 for enrollment management actually appears both on this page and in a governor's letter. That's the only instance where it's shown twice. So I would recommend you clearly address it either here or in the governor's letter.
Or both. Guff's letter is fine with me. So.
Wouldn't
Representative Larson.
Well, to your last comment, if we do it both, does it double the amount? Just checking.
Mr. Chairman.
Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move that we remove Governor's supplemental request for $475,000 in lieu of the governor's letter for the same amount.
Second.
Move second to remove the 470 in this unit. Further discussion. Don, so that'll capture the essence of it, right?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. You'll have a second bite of the apple when they discuss the governor's letter.
All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Unit 6703 as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration appears on page 18, unit 6703, UW Health Insurance.
So, and I misspoke on the last motion. It's 6701, so let's go back to that. All those in favor of amending 6701, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries. All those in favor of closing 6701, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries. Now, anybody have a motion on 6703?
Gov's rec.
Gov's rec being made.
Second.
It's been second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration appears on page 22, 6801, School of Energy Resources.
Gov's rec.
Second.
Gov's rec being made on School of Energy Resources. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration appears on page 26, Unit 6901, Tier 1 Engineering.
Gov's rec. Second.
Gov's rec being made on Tier 1 Engineering. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration appears on page 29, Unit 9601, NCAR MOU.
Gov's rec being made on Unit 9601, NCAR. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the last unit for your consideration appears on page 33, Unit 9705, Matching Funds.
Gov's rec.
Gov's rec being made on Unit 9705. Don?
Mr. Chairman, just for clarification, this is not a change in the budget, but the university and the governor is requesting a change in one of your footnotes as to how those endowments can be spent. So this is a little different than what you've normally seen. That language request appears on page 31.
And I'm looking at it. Don, can you tell us briefly what it does?
Mr. Chairman, I believe the original footnote allows the matching endowment funds to be used only for an endowment, and they are requesting that a portion of the funds be allowed to be matched and applied for research on unconventional oil and gas reservoirs as opposed to a endowment. In other words, that the previously appropriated funds would be allowed to be expendable.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, discussion, Representative, Speaker Protem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question then. So if we approve the governor's recommendation, we also approve this change, correct? Thank you.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Don, I don't think you were at our meeting the other night when we heard a request to put money into that other fund that they were spending on professors. I mean, I'm just hearing the language on this, I'm a little concerned that we gave the money to set up an endowment from which I assume you're spending the interest, and now they want to spend the pot. I mean, that's really different. And what will stop them from in a few years wanting a new pot? I haven't read any further on this page, but I think we at the very least need a few minutes to read more.
Mr. Kocher.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to hear from Mr. Boswell. He might have some insight into this that we don't know right now.
Hit the sneeze button.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, it's a multi-step process, and thank you for the opportunity to offer an explanation. You need to step back a couple of years to those tranches of past years and tranches of funding that have not materialized, if you will, over the years. I won't remember whether it was Section 346 or 347. Now I'm forgetting the nomenclature, but in short, a couple of years ago, UW requested $20 million for matching funds for research. That was approved but broken into two tranches, $15 million in the first year, $5 million in the second year. That was essentially, at the suggestion of the current Senate president, a trade of reducing UW's $20 million to $15 in the first year, and then adding $5 million to the community colleges matching funds in that first year. The second year, the remaining $5 million is going to be appropriated to the university through the receipt of
tranche.
We'll leave it at that. Using that The university secured matching funds for research in unconventional reservoirs. I think I'm allowed to mention companies here, Mr. Chairman. This, in particular, this remaining $5 million is matching funds from the Hess is in order to match funds from the Hess Corporation for research in unconventional reservoirs. All of that was moving forward. Obviously, realized capital gains didn't materialize at the level that was anticipated, that $5 million vaporized. During that time, and this would have been last session, UW requested matching funds for endowments, and those were approved. And there was a list of appropriate uses of those endowments and how those funds would be directed. What the university is asking for here is to be able to use what was originally, or go back to the, in a sense, the original appropriation going back a couple of years to allow it to be expendable for the unconventional reservoirs research. We have that match in hand. The High Bay Research Facility, essentially we're moving into it virtually as we speak. And rather than only having an endowment available for this unconventional reservoirs research, we're asking to go back to the language of a couple of years ago that would allow state funds to be used for matching for actual research rather than through an endowment. That is probably a bit of a tortured explanation, Mr. Chairman, but it's a
So it won't be working off the interest, but we'll get another $5 million out of it.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Co-Chair.
That was a matching endowment, so help me out. You want to take $5 million from the corpus. What happens to the other $5 million from private funds that were used to match that? Do they stay in the endowment?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure I understand the question. We have not sought matching funds towards an endowment that would be affected by this particular $5 million that is in the language that is in front of you. The matching funds that we have secured would be for unconventional research via the Hess gift. In other words, we're not leaving $5 million
unmatched. I was thinking of a different fund. I'm sorry.
And, Mr. Chairman, I just emphasize that Representative Wilson is correct. We are moving away from an endowment and towards an expendable, but there is no other fiscal impact as a result of that.
So, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Song.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Wilson raised an interesting question, though, is if that other, and we've talked about how we can maybe backfill some of that to satisfy the other program that could be in trouble. So, Mr. Boswell, while you're up, could you speak to the other endowment program that's in trouble and how much it's in trouble to the tune of?
Mr. Chairman, I believe we are discussing the Excellence in Higher Education Endowment, a discussion that came up in House Appropriations a couple of nights ago. Working from memory, Mr. Chairman, currently there was an original appropriation of $105 million going back roughly 10, 11 years to create the Excellence in Higher Education Endowment. Proceeds from the investment of those funds would be divided two-thirds to the university, one-third to the community colleges. There was also a reserve account created, and there's also a spending policy associated with that endowment. The reserve account has been drawn down as state investments have not been as robust as one might hope, to the point where the reserve account reportedly reached zero in the past few days or weeks. To get to your point, Mr. Chairman and Representative, it's the university's estimate that if both the colleges and the university were to use available reserves for FY17, therefore not bringing the remainder of FY17 into the discussion, that an appropriation of approximately $2.5 million into FY18, into that reserve account, coupled with the anticipated investment return, which is, I believe, either 2.25% or in the area of 2.25% by the state treasurer, that that would come close to covering the spending policy for the excellence in higher education endowment. So that's a long way to, I think that your question, Mr. Chairman and Representative, is how much is necessary to get through the biennium in the excellence in higher education account, and that it's the university's calculation that $2.5 million would probably cover that. And again, all of this made a bit of a swag, if you'll pardon the expression, by the unknown of realized capital gains, which nobody can profile at this point, and the need for both the colleges and the university to continue to employ dozens of faculty members. In the university's case, it's these are about 18 positions that have been funded.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Chair, I've got too many buttons here, Mr. So, Mr. Chairman, if this is an endowment challenge program, so it, even though it would take matching money to get an endowment for a professor, the other one's also an endowment program. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, the first one, I'm not sure what the first one you were just referring to.
The higher education.
That, Mr. Chairman, that is an endowment program, yes.
So I guess my question is...
So the problem is that statutorily they have a 5% interest that they can spend, and they have hired and retained professors both at community colleges and at UW based upon that 5% return, and they're in place and under contract. Now the problem is the state treasurer is telling them there may only be about 2.5% to 2.25%, and so they are short funding of that basically $5 million that they have projected on regular expenditures. Like they're short $2.5 million bucks. Normally it's 7.5. Where you expect at least $5 million out of your returns of that corpus of the $104 million that's in the endowment. Is that accurate, roughly?
Mr. Chairman, roughly, I think the actual the corpus of that endowment has grown now. I believe it's on the nature of $110 million and perhaps a bit above that.
So, any for our assistance, just to follow up on that compartment, if we do anything, it would be some type of a contingent appropriation in the event that unrealized capital gains do not sufficiently fund your obligations under the higher education endowment.
Mr. Chairman, I believe so. Yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman, my question, though, is if we're rating an endowment account, you know, here, to repurpose that money, the question I think Representative Wilson was eventually getting to is, do we repurpose it for this, or do we repurpose it for an expense we know is coming up? So that's the question I would have to the body, and I don't even know if we can do that, but that's a question I would have to the body.
Representative Larson.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to make sure that I'm under, because I don't know that I'm understanding this initial $10,350,000 general fund dollars that are in there. But in my mind, I have that as a general fund appropriation to be used as state matching funds for private sector contributions to one of the Challenge Loans endowment programs. Is that correct?
I'm not sure, Mr. Chairman, when you reference Challenge Loan, I don't think I would.
Or Challenge Fund. Challenge, I'm sorry. So we got in there and we talk about appropriation for the Endowment Challenge Fund programs. We have a number of those, if I remember correctly. And so this $10,350,000 appropriation was to be used to match those private donations that would come into one of those programs. Is that not correct?
Mr. Chairman, that is correct. And the problem we ran into last year was we needed a place to house that $10.35 million. And in the creation of the language in the budget bill, that's where we got into because the original UW request, I believe, was for matching funds for research. When it got placed into instead these program or with the language through the programs that you're just describing, it did not allow the university to create these endowments. I'm sorry, to expend these funds for research as the original request had been.
Correct, but I think going to the conversation that Representative Summers is alluding to is this $10,350,000 is not in an endowment fund. It's there for the state's match for private sector donations to one of the endowment funds. And we're going to match a $5 million donation for research with $5 million out of that pot. So the question is could we take part of this remaining $5,350,000 and move it into that higher education endowment fund? I think would be difficult because it would require that's not the intent of those funds.
And, Mr. Chairman, if I may say, we've already matched the remainder of that 10.35. That has been accomplished, and those funds have been, if I can say, committed. And so that would be a problem. Again, what you wind up with, Mr. Chairman, are matching funds that have been secured from the private sector. And so we've, in a sense, not attempted to match $5 million out of that 10.35 in the hope that the legislature would consider freeing the $5 million to be used for expendable research.
Mr. Chairman, my point is we're going to take this money from its originally intended use and move it into a different intended use, which is a challenge program, which could be related back to the endowment. I don't question that. But we are changing the use of this money and this $5 million. And my question to the body is this where we repurpose it to, or do we repurpose it to somewhere we know we're going to have a shortfall? So it's just a question.
Yeah, I think I understand. Mr. Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In response to that, I think this is a good way to go about it because these funds have already been matched from the private sector. So we have $5 million coming in from the private sector. If we have $5 million from the state, it's already been matched. We just have to make this transaction take place legislatively to get that private funding coming in. So I think this is absolutely a great way to go about it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Boswell, quick question. The remaining, if this is done, this $5 million, the remaining $5.35 million, have you been able to match that?
Mr. Chairman, yes. All of those funds have been successfully matched. I don't know whether it's down to the penny, but essentially 99% of those funds have been matched.
Follow up, Mr. Chairman. So if we do not approve this change, the remaining $5 million out of the 10.35, how easy will it be to match that for the endowment?
Mr. Chairman, if I'm understanding your question, the first challenge for the university would be finding $5 million in order to match the Hess gift for unconventional reservoirs research. The second challenge would then be to secure an additional $5 million in matches for an endowment. I don't know that how difficult that would be. That hasn't been part of our calculation. Again, with the original 5.3, if we can divide it in that fashion, there's been a very robust effort to do that. And it's been successful. So I don't want to suggest to the committee that we'd face a huge burden in trying to raise that $5 million for endowments. I would instead say that the real challenge for the university would be making up the $5 million for the Hess gift.
Thank you.
Further discussion?
Question.
So the motion is GovsRec on Unit 9705. Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
The motion carries. Anything else on UW? Motion to close. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Next agency.
Mr. Chairman, the next agency is Agency 69 Wichee. First unit for your consideration appears on page 8, Unit 2001, Administration and Grants.
GovsRec being made on Unit 2001 and Grants. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Motion to close. Can I have a second? Second being heard. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Next agency.
Mr. Chairman, the next agency is the Enhanced Oil Recovery Commission, EORC. The first unit appears on page 8, Unit 0101, Commission and Support.
Motion being made. Mr. Co-Chair.
I move to cut another $500,000 out of it.
Mr. Chair, I'd move, do a friendly amendment to amend your motion and cut $1 million out of it.
I'm sorry?
So I would move to amend your amendment and cut $1 million out of it.
Well, the gut.
No, I was just playing cards. It's okay. So there's a motion to cut an additional $500,000 out of the general fund dollars. Don?
Mr. Chairman, there's only $547,000 for the biennium. I assume roughly half will be spent by the time this is effectuated. So $250,000 might be the maximum. There is additional money in the next unit, which you might be.
Okay. So you have a conforming motion to cut $250,000?
No, I'll wait.
Withdraw. Okay, so you're withdrawing the motion. Okay. So on Unit 2001, is that correct?
Zero one.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit appears on page 11, Unit 0201, Technical Outreach and Research.
Yeah, this is the one.
There we go. Mr. Chairman, I move that we cut an additional $500,000.
It's been a motion to cut an additional $500,000 from the general fund and Unit 2001. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
The motion carries.
0201
as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Motion to close. Do we have a second?
Second.
You made the motion.
Second.
Second being made. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. So.
Mr. Chairman? I move we recess till
12:30.
Yeah.
There's a motion to recess till 12:30.
Second.
Second being made. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. Motion carries.